Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring? Yes, hello. Hello, is this Tanisha? Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Hi. Yes.
Hi, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit today?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. We can try to see if we are able to assist you. But before we do that, I do want to confirm some basic information. I have your first name here as Tanisha, is that right? TANISHA.
Yeah.
And then last name, is that going to be Winky? WINKEY.
Yes.
Perfect. And is this the best phone number for you? 267-385-0009.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, and are you currently a resident of the US?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And have you already found an attorney to assist you on this, or this would be your first time?
This will be my first time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm then that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And were you the one that had used hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yeah.
After using hair relaxers, were you ever diagnosed with either ovarian, uterine, or endometrial cancer?
Yes, ovarian.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, and again, I'll go ahead and collect some information here so that we can go ahead and get you some justice, okay? Now, specifically for the ovarian cancer that you were diagnosed with, when were you diagnosed? Do you have the exact month, day, and year?
Yes.
Okay, and what would that date be whenever you have it?
January 2024.
Did you say that was February?
No, January 2024.
January 2024. Okay, thank you so much. And is there a specific day that's listed on there, or did you have an estimation of what day it was in January that you were diagnosed?
January 19th.
19th. Okay, January 19th of this year. Okay, and who had diagnosed you? Do you have the doctor's name?
Doctor at Diane Adams was my OBGY.
Okay, and you said that was Dr. Adams, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what city did you see Dr. Adams in?
In Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Okay, thank you. Okay, would that be Dr. Diane Adams or Dr. Lauren Adams?
Dr. Diane.
Diane. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and Dr. Diane Adams, that would be, do you know, let's see, I'm not showing an address here. Let me see. Oh, did you see her in Altoona?
No, you know what? I just know the hospital name.
Oh, what's the hospital's name? I can put that in.
3400 Blue Street. Blue Street.
How do you spell the street's name?
Struce Street. The Hospital, University of Pennsylvania.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Okay, I'll go ahead and put that information in here as well as your phone number, which is right here. Okay, and the next thing I wanted to ask you is did you use a hair relaxer more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah.
I see. And if you were to estimate how often you were using the hair relaxers, how many times per year, how many times would you say? Would you say once a month, twice a month?
About 5 to 6 times a year.
5 to 6 times a year. Okay, got it. Okay, and what's your date of birth?
My date of birth is January 8th, 1980.
1980. Okay, it. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that had also used hair relaxers and was affected similar to you, or not to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, was it primarily the state of a PA that you were using the hair relaxers in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you remember when it was that you started using hair relaxers? If you don't remember the year, do you remember how old you were?
Don't know. I've been using it about 19 years. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, okay, no worries. I'll go ahead.
Yeah.
So maybe like 2005 would be like a good estimate of when you started using it.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So, okay. And just as an estimate, then I'll just go ahead and put January 1st just to make it even. Is that all right? January 1st of 2005.
Yeah, about April. Yeah.
Okay, I'll go ahead and put April 1st of 2005. Is that better?
That's fine.
Okay, and did you ever stop using hair relaxers?
Yes, January 2024.
Okay, January 2024. Did you want to go ahead and put in the same date in which you were diagnosed, which would have been the 19th of January? Hello, Tanisha? Oh, sorry. I think my line must have been cut off for a little bit. Did you want me to go ahead and put January 19th of 2024 as your stop date
Using
for when you had
of
stopped,
what date?
of when you stopped using the hair relaxers?
Yeah, about January, the beginning of January.
Okay, then I'll go ahead and put then January 1st of 2024 of when you stopped. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And you said that you use it about 5 times a year. So we'll go ahead and put that in. And let's see, from 2024 to 2005, that's about 18 years consecutively that you were using the hair relaxer. Is that correct?
Yeah, about
18,
18, 19 years now.
18, 19 years. Okay. Did you primarily use the hair relaxers in a salon, home, or both?
Salon.
Salon mostly. Okay. Let's see here. And do you remember the brand name that they had used on you at the salon? Like Dark and Lovely, Cream of Nature, Revlon?
They use, yeah, Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely. Okay, got it. And so the next question is, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, so this question is kind of it's a bit complicated, so I'll just explain it to you. Basically, is that, basically from the time frame of when you started, that being, 2005, and you were using it, 5 times a year from that year, did the cancer diagnosis happen at least 2 or more years after that? So in this case, since you were diagnosed with cancer well into, up until 2024, meaning that at least 2 years had passed from 2006 up until now. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you so much. It's a bit complicated to ask the question, but we do have to ask it. So thank you so much. Okay, and once you were diagnosed earlier this year, what type of treatments did you receive? Chemotherapy, radiation? Did you have to have a hysterectomy?
Yeah.
Okay, which ones would that be? Did you have chemo and the radiation, both of them? Hello, Tanisha?
I had to, I mean, I think my phone's going out, but yeah, I had to get, yeah.
Okay, what treatment did you have? Hello,
I'm
Tanisha?
sorry, my phone, yeah, I'm here. What, I'm sorry, my phone is going in and out.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I had to catch, what, you're asking me, I had to catch in?
Okay. No. What treatment did you have? Hello, Tanisha? Hello? Hello, Tanisha?
Hello?
Hi, Tanisha, can you hear me?
Yeah, I had to walk around in my house. I'm
Okay,
still, I don't
no worries.
know.
Okay, I'm just going to text you with my number just in case we do get disconnected, okay? If we get disconnected. Okay, sorry. So the question that I had asked you is what type of treatment did you have? Like, did you have chemotherapy or radiation or a hysterectomy? Hello, Tanisha?
Mass, yes, I had the chemotherapy.
Okay.
I had, yeah, hysterectomy,
Okay, and hysterectomy.
immune therapy.
Okay, got an immune therapy.
And
And
I had a
immune.
complete hysterectomy.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. Do you happen to recall when it was that you started your treatments? So, for example, the first round or cycle of chemotherapy, when was that?
Started,
Was it like a couple weeks
was
into
like
your
4 to 5 days after I was diagnosed.
Okay, so would you say maybe like the 24th of January of this year as an estimate?
Yes.
Okay, so January 24th, 2024. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Just as an estimate.
Yeah.
Okay. And was that also by Dr. Adams or was it a separate doctor?
I'm doctor. And doctor, the doctor who treated it was Dr. Paul.
Dr. Paul, was that also at the University of Pennsylvania Hospital or a different doctor?
Yes.
Okay,
Yes.
got it. And you said Dr. Paul, Paul, is that right?
Yes. Weasel, Wissel.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and for the HIPAA consent forms, can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And besides your first name here, Tanisha, and then last name Winky, do you also go by a middle name or middle initial? Or no?
Yeah. Yeah,
Okay.
and for Nicole.
Thank you so much. Okay, and your social.
189-60-3265.
I'll read that back to you. I have 189-60-3265. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. And I have your email here already, which is your first name Tanisha, last name Winky at gmail.com. Is that still a good email for you?
Yeah.
Perfect. And what's the best address?
216 216 Westbury Court.
Okay,
not
and you said.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and you said that was 216 Westbury Court?
Yeah,
right?
Downingtown, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Let me go ahead and find that. Bear with me one moment. Okay, and is there a unit number?
No.
No unit number. Okay, got it. Okay, so I have 216 at Westbury Court, Downingtown, Pennsylvania, 19335. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And at the University Hospital, they are going to have medical records of your diagnosis. Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. And last thing here is I'll just need an emergency contact from you. It can be anyone you like. We're not able to share any information about your case to them. It's just because we like having a secondary phone number in case this one does get disconnected.
Okay. My daughter, Diamani.
Oh, that's a pretty name. How do I spell that?
D-E-A-M-A-N-I. Winky.
Okay. Thank you. And
her phone.
Go ahead.
Yeah, her phone number is 267-808-8567.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay. I am going to go ahead and prepare the consent forms for us now. So if you're able to, you can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone.
Okay.
And we're almost done here. This just takes maybe about 2 more minutes and then we'll be done. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and send you these forms. And, of course, before I do that, I just want to confirm that all the information is correct here.
Okay.
Okay, you are confirming that you are Tanisha N. Winky, residing at 216 Westbury Court, Downingtown, Pennsylvania, 19335. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And I have your date of birth here as January the 8th. 1980, social 18960-3265. Is that all correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. I just sent this over. You are going to be receiving a text message notification. Once that pops up, go ahead and click on it. Okay, and once you see that text message pop in, there's going to be a link to the website that you're able to click on.
Yeah, and it says agree.
Yes, so I agree. Go ahead and click on that to SMS messages. They're just asking if it's okay for us to send you text messages about your case. And okay, so I see that you're in the document. Do you see where it says start to begin at the very top, the yellow start button?
Yeah.
Perfect. Let's go ahead and click on that. And then now what I want you to do is look for a yellow box with a downward facing black arrow.
Yeah.
Perfect. Go ahead and click on that. And then what I want you to do is, do you see two words that say select style?
Yeah.
Go ahead and click on that and then your full name should pop up. Does everything look right on there?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now go ahead and click where it says adopt and sign at the bottom left.
Okay.
Once you go ahead and click on that, there's going to be more of those yellow boxes that you can click on. Just go ahead and tap on any of the yellow boxes that you see.
Okay. I think that is.
Okay. And then do you see where there's a finish button at the bottom?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. You clicked on it. Okay. You are going to see a continue button on your end, but you can actually just exit from there. We don't need you to create an account.
Okay.
Okay, and that's basically it. At this point, there's nothing else that you need to do. Someone from the law firm is going to be contacting you within the next 4 days to make their introductory phone call. It just takes about 5 minutes, and they just go over the same information that we went over here. But it is important that they do have that phone call with you, or else they actually can't start the case and pull your records, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and in a moment here, I am also going to be texting you with my direct number. So, in case you ever have questions or want updates on the case, just feel free to give me a call or shoot me a text and we'll figure it out together. Okay, Tanisha?
Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate your time again. I'm so sorry to hear about your ovarian cancer, but I do hope that we are able to get you some justice here on your case. Okay?
Thank you so much. And your contact and your Hannah, your contact
Yes.
information line.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead and send it to you through text so you can save my number on your phone. So if you ever want to dial me, feel free to do so, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I appreciate your time here and I do hope you have a lovely Merry Christmas, okay?
You too. You have a happy holiday too with your family.
I appreciate that. Bye-bye now, Tanisha.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.